Didn't give out free strip club, man.
Yeah,
okay,
limited time offer.
First time. Let's say a woman has a vest kavul less than 30 days. Mamad Beis. Right, let's say she had a vest kavul less than 30 days. Right? Meaning she got a period every 25 days. Right? Only 25 days she got a period. Anything less than 30. You going to try your vest la flogus? Are you texting each other or other people or what?
By the way, we
not only on the internet,
you want to hear a good one?
It's on Facebook.
She had a teacher that was telling all about the conservation. I think that you can't open up someone else's mail. That's the conservation.
Uh-huh.
So someone in the class passed a note, but they wrote on front of it, on the top, that like Shomer made that conservation, so the teacher caught the note. She couldn't open it. A good one, huh?
Yeah.
I thought that would totally not work.
She has a vest for 25th, and the 25th day passed and she didn't see. She needs to be chashish for ayinabeinus. But she would only have to keep the 30th day.
Why she
has
to
keep
the 30th?
She can be making on the 31st. Because it's a big machloket that's a paskim. Whether you have a vest kavua. Right? Normally, a woman has a vest kavua, does she have to keep on the maintenance?
No.
Well, in this case, so obviously not. If she keeps on getting on the 25th, so obviously she's not going to have to keep on the maintenance. Right? But let's say the woman had a vest every 35 days, which she has to keep the 30th day.
We said it could be Mikol Kermesh, no.
You don't need to call into Ramosha for that.
She has a best kavua
35 days.
She has a best kavua,
every
35 days. Right,
you don't need to keep on abandoned, right?
Right.
But if the other way, 25, now that's a big one. Like, if she has a best kavua 25, so now the 25th day passed and she didn't get a period. When the abandonment day comes 5 days later, does she have to separate from that or not?
If you have a best kavua, you have a best kavua.
No, but let's say the best kavua passed and she didn't see for some
reason. Make a difference, though.
She had uproots best kavua.
That's all he's saying.
He's saying that she had uproots
best kavua.
So you're going with the other side, not like what he's going. You're saying the other side.
It makes sense.
Now, what's the pshat in the abandonment?
What's that? Can I?
What is the pshat that you have to keep it 30 years?
What's the pshat in the best kodesh? Let's say a woman doesn't have any kavuas. So she keeps the chodesh and the flag, right? Why does she have to keep each one? Where do we get these numbers from? Because we have a kavua, so to speak.
Because a woman.
That chazak, that woman always hit on the same day of the month, assuming there's no reason.
No, a woman doesn't go 30 days without having.
No, isn't that?
No, you say a woman doesn't go 30
days. That's a woman's shot. I'm asking about the
chodesh.
I'm talking about that's the chodesh, which is not necessarily 30 days.
30 days.
Not always.
Right?
Isn't that the concept?
Meaning, yes, but
so think, so but LMI, but if she has a vest kavua, then we can forget the other vest kavua of vest kodesh. So why wouldn't we say that here also?
So why don't we say that here too? Because what's the pshat on Einabeinus? Pshat on Einabeinus is a klal called Dechila Oilam Lo Yisira.
Yeah.
Will she never see this woman?
Maybe she's not going to see this one.
That's the klal. Will she never see? Meaning we got to pick a day that we chashed that she's going to see.
Okay.
So now if this woman passed her 25th day, she didn't get a period. Now, she's been, for the last 10 years, she gets her period on every 25th day. Right? You still have the cloud of Chil Olam L'Sira. Is she never going to get a period now?
Yeah, maybe. Give the cloud of what?
The Chil Olam L'Sira. Will she never see?
You never know, maybe.
That's it.
Huh?
She has a
vestibule. That's it, maybe. Menopause. That's it. Okay, but let's talk about a lady who hasn't reached that. That age.
Let's say she has a vestibule on holiday. Let's say she has a vestibule on holiday.
Maybe she's skipping one.
Hey, man, she's skipping one.
What's the point of
vestibule?
Hey, Flogi, you can't have a skip. We're going to get to that. It's very interesting. But you can't have a skip by a Flogi. Because that means that she didn't skip. She went 50 days without having a period. Let's say she normally gets every 25th day. And she skips once and then she sees 50 on the 50th day, right? She didn't skip. She had a Flogi of 50 days.
Okay.
Right? So, if it was a chodesh, so now let's say now hold off a second. What about a chodesh? She gets every chaf, let's say. Chaf.
Either way, she's gonna hit lamed anyway.
What?
She has to separate that vest anyway.
On a month, that's what he calls.
You let's say 29.
Chaf
comes out to 29, and she doesn't see.
And she doesn't see on that chaf, so she has to keep the next day. So. from what I understand, we would even these shitas would be mother that you don't, because you do have a time when she's going to see. The next time the moon comes around to that size, the next month, oh, she'll get a period. Right? But by a flogger, you can't say that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A flogger doesn't work with a... A flogger works with a cycle. She can't skip. If she skips...
Does a woman have to become a nida to have a period? I said that backwards.
Are you married?
No. Let's say it was me.
Maybe we should go back to the beginning.
No. It's in between.
There's a lesson, Rabbi.
You know what I'm asking?
I know what you're saying. You're saying like maybe she's staying or
something? She's staying at 25 the next month, but not enough to make her a nida. Does that count for this calculation?
Maybe.
What if there was a trauma?
Maybe.
What?
Oh,
a woman who experiences a trauma.
Oh, that's when it's negeya.
How come you didn't? But my question, I'm bringing like a karas from somewhere else.
But that's what I'm saying. Yes,
she did. Being normally, if a woman has a different vestibule, the whole reason to keep the vestibule is because she's going to see it. As long as a woman's going to see it on the same day as me. Right? Oh my, she's a vestibule of Hafloga, whatever day it may be, however many days. That uproots the concept of Kodesh. Why? Why does the vestibule uproot any other vestibule?
Because women can't have multiple ways of. Women can't have multiple ways of. A period.
Okay,
it's either one or the other.
I understand. So
therefore, if you have one, the other one goes by the wayside.
So it's only because of the Zafal. Meaning, Yenach and Ami, this is the best Zafal that you're agreeing.
Yes.
That's what you just said.
Yes. Right. It's only because of the Zafal.
That's what I'm asking. Even still, the Zafal
is not considered something. Why is it not considered something?
I guess it's the other side of my focus. I'm going to have the argument.
Wow. We both agree.
Okay, fine. Okay, so that's not Sonic here. So Chazor Vest and Makavon. It's a very interesting thing here. So if the Vest goes back to its place, right? For this reason that we're going to learn now is why Bisman is there. If you get a Vest Kavua, it's a real nightmare. Most women don't create a Vest Kavua, but if they do, and they don't maintain it, it becomes a real disaster in how to keep Vest.
Unless they get another Vest Kavua.
Right, I'm going to get another vest kavua. Why? So let's see. Let's say she had a vest kavua for every 25th day. She passed it three times and she didn't see. So Hainu, he says in brackets, this is important. How does she uproot it three times? That she didn't see. She saw every month, just on different days.
Not all on
25th. In other words, let's say she got a period on the 25th day, every 25th day. And then she went 3 months without getting a period. And what? Nothing. She got zero for 3 months. For 75 days, she saw nothing. And then she got a period on the 78th day. Right? Is that considered Neka completely, or is that only 1 month?
It's not a flogger. So according to the worksheet that we just said before, it's only 1 month. There's one flogger.
Is that considered Nekar three times or Nekar once?
No.
She passed 3 months without getting a period.
78. According to what we just said, 1 month, 78.
Oh, so that's why this all ties in. Correct. That's what he means in the bracket. It's only considered one Akira.
So why do we care?
This is a better
question. She sees every month, just not in the 25th.
You have to see.
In other words, the way to be Akira, a flogger, is that she has to see every, she must see every month on a different day.
It's not the not seeing, right? It's the seeing on a different day.
It's important. It plays into more dinam.
It's not skipping a day. It's hitting another day.
It's
not skipping
a day.
It starts on the 24th.
Is that
up to it?
Because you
just
said she wins with...
Except because she's on the 24th?
Yeah.
She's uprooted that one with a new one.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But that's not the case
she's
talking
about. What? She
didn't have to present three.
Because it's not.
Let's say for 10 years she got every 25th day.
You're right, Tasha. I mean,
then all of a sudden, now is the 1 month she didn't get a period. Second month, no period. Third month, no period.
Right.
Fourth month, she got a period on day 27 instead of day 25.
It's the same thing.
Does she still have a vest kavua? Or since she went 3 months without getting a period, she lost her vest kavua.
You can do it from the 24th and
no,
the
24th. No, it's just one.
Exactly. It's only one. Right. Now, what about a chaydesh?
No, it's uprooted.
Chaydesh will be uprooted. Because your example is right. She goes to be mocked without being on the because every month she's supposed to see. She didn't see on the Chodesh, then it's gone.
Your example of 3 months, there's no difference if it's 3 months or if she's been seeing 25 days.
Yeah.
For 10 years, and then one month she sees 28 days. It doesn't matter if it's 28 days or 78 days.
That's only one.
Right.
Okay. Correct. Right, so again, the simple way to be over off of 25 is that she sees 1 month 27, then 22, then 24, let's say.
Only by a month.
Only by a month. That will mess it up. By a chaydish, though, if she goes 3 months without getting her period, then that's going to be uprooted. Because by chaydish, every chaf she's supposed to get, when the moon hits a certain size, it's supposed to cause this woman to get a period. If she went 3 months without getting a period, that means she went, the moon went to that size for 3 months in a row, she didn't get a period on that when the moon was that size. That kviyas is gone.
How many women have this in reality?
You have. So he said, what about Wesley Sears?
That's a chodesh?
She's the 24th.
So now you're asking?
A couple of months.
Is it the first day of the period, or is it?
No, we asked by the beginning.
I didn't have an answer to that.
I told you that. It goes by the beginning. Just like the counting of the days of the chodesh starts at the beginning of the dam.
What?
We told both days on the chodesh.
No, we said that if the period flows,
no?
We said
yeah, as long as
the same thing applies for pregnancy.
That was David.
Didn't we say a different thing about
Well, we'll get it. That's the shayla. Is pregnancy bismana there considered like a regular woman, or do we say that the reason why she's not seeing is because she's not? That's a different issue.
You said we have to keep 3 months. You said you have to keep
3 months.
For that woman, she has to wait 3 months.
So we're not getting
the divorce. If she has a best of all, then how would pregnancy fit in?
Not yet. No, we're talking about no. She's being
uprooting.
Yeah, completely. For something else. Again, so how you the best of all, aflogas kafei. Over aflogas kafei, shalish prom and valera. So she saw, she uprooted it 25 days and she didn't see. Meaning, but behind us, Rasa shalish riyus was mana macherim. But she did see in other times, she'enam shovim that are not equal, nekar aves, that aves is nekar. Ach,
they're not equal.
They weren't
different days.
Yeah. Right. Ach imachar kach tachzav etir lafloges kafei afilu. But then, and this is why it's such a disaster to have a kavur.
That's 25 days.
Let's say, right. Meaning, let's say now she. So let's say in our example, she went 10 years getting a period every 25th day. Then she went 10 years never getting a period on 25th day. And then once on other days, right? Or once she went 3 months on different days, then we don't care what happens, right?
Right.
But she never got on the 25th day. Then all of a sudden, 10 years later, she gets on the 25th day, the kavur comes back after once.
If it goes,
I have a lot of weight.
If it goes every other day, then we don't care what happens afterwards, then she has to free again?
Correct. Now so the kavur comes back.
What is this that one time gets her back? When what happens?
And won't she then get another kavua? Didn't we discuss this a long time ago?
You said different days, and then we don't care what happens.
If she gets it again,
on
that day, and she had a kavua, then even after one time, it comes back.
Even if it was on second, and it's all gone.
Right. So now let's take an example.
This is the one that she didn't get another kavua.
That's the next paragraph.
Then what?
But pills, once she stops taking the pill, it goes away.
Yeah, but then if she gets back on the pill,
she'll have to. Will it come back automatically free?
No, I'm saying, does she have to worry about that Veskabua again?
If only now, let's once say, she stops taking the pill on the third day.
Every month she stops taking the pill. Okay, so the third day after she stops taking the pill.
No, a lot of women don't stop taking the pill every month. But
okay, it depends on the pill. If she then three days after stopping, does she then have to worry about that? Let's go again.
But once you get into pills, isn't it a whole other shala? Because
it's a whole different shala. Pills is a whole different ballgame.
You're manipulating it.
Yeah. But if she knows that a pill will cause her to get a period on the third day after the pill's finished, or when she takes the placebo, so if she stops taking them at all, so then that's in itself a kavua. Okay, let's hold up on the pills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Chazar Avesh Chafka. As long as she didn't, was not kaveh another vest. The dina ki isha she yesh leves kavul aflagas kafeh, and if she sees only once, she calls all the dinim come back. Who are dinim iru kain bevest hachodesh Chazar Avesh Mukavi. Same thing would be with vest hachodesh. So now, if a woman bezman hazeh, which it has happened, that a woman gets a vest kavul, and then they usually lose it after 4 or 5 months, whatever it is. Right? She's got to remember that vest for the rest of her life. It is, because she sees once on that same day, now her kavul comes back. Then 1 second, then no. So that month is not so complicated, the kavul comes back, big deal. Right? That's fakir, to make it easier that next month. She's only going to celebrate one day. But then the next 3 months become a disaster.
Because she always has that.
She has to start keeping the kavul that day. And then whatever non-kavua days that she's got, haflogos, chaydash, beinanis, depending.
How uncommon is it? Is it very uncommon?
What?
For a woman to get a kavua?
Is it very uncommon? It's pretty uncommon. It's uncommon. Yeah.
How come they don't teach girls to keep track of these things from the time they start getting the vest, like when they're...
They do.
What?
Fine, Lama Dalek. How you a vest kavua la flogas kafei? But let's say she had a vest kavua too. For 20 years. I heard it, I don't understand it. Ulacha mekein kova vest
kavua. Wow, I must have been really twisted.
Okay, she had a kavua for a flogas kafei. And after that she was kova vest kachodesh. You want your rosh shalash mama la flogas lamed beis? Lamlach vest kachodesh, vest kachodesh. A new vest. Right? This is what you were all saying. You're going, Shirasa, Shalish Brahman, Lahat Lagas Lam, Beis Minish, she had a 25, then she switched to 32. Right, Harei Nekar, Aves, Shal Chafei, Shalish Brahman, so that it's Nekar 3 times. Ubaif and Zayim, Chazar, Barasa, Pam Achas, Lahat Lagas Chafei, Ein Chazar, Aves, Shal Chafei, Lahat Lagas Lam. And in this case, if she goes back and sees once on Chafei, that doesn't mean anything. Right? Shekim and Shebein Taim, Kaval, Aves, Achar, since in the meantime she was kaveh a different vest, she allowed to be kaveh mechadash as the vest for chafei. She needs to go back and be kaveh a new vest for chafei in order to keep it. Right? Yeah, basically, what we're saying is the only way to completely eliminate a vest kavua is to replace it with another vest.
But you're stuck with
if
the
you
same
don't,
issue, though.
Then you're going to always have this, going to lay dormant somewhere in her body, and then when it.
Now you're stuck with
Lama Bez. So
it's a never ending vest.
Basically, once you get a vest kavua, you have a vest kavua for the rest of your life. That's a very good point. It's impossible. It's impossible to be replaced. It's got to be only replaced by a vest kavua.
And then you're stuck with another vest.
Wait, this is only, we're only mentioning being on the same day, but a vest kavua could be every other time also.
Yeah, whatever. With all the vest kavua.
What about that kavua of not seeing? Who's that?
She had a vest kavua for a flog of 25, but over yom a flog of chafei for loy rotabai, and she passed a flog of chafei and she didn't see. Here we get again into the same nachkamina between haflaga and chaydash. A woman has a haflaga for 25. She skipped it. She didn't see. Does she have to be chayshish for the 25th day from then? All the knowledgeable guys here will...
No.
No haflaga.
No, kavua.
No haflaga anymore.
No haflaga.
She has kavua.
No, because that day from then would be.
Not from then, but from the next
day,
time she sees, she
has
got
to. She didn't see the 25th day.
Day was from now,
does she have to be cautious for the 50th day?
No, but the next time she sees Dom, she has to be cautious for the 25th day after then.
Right. She only has to be cautious for the 25th day from the next period that she gets.
But there is no 25th day beyond not seeing it.
Right.
That's why you need two periods.
You follow me?
No. I didn't know.
Poker face.
25 to 25 is 30, right?
What?
The 25th day, that was the next David. 25th day is 30. 30 days in between.
Your
right?
math and his biology, you guys are
30 days in between.
Yeah, like 30 days in between. We're talking about how plugger, right?
Beyond 25 is 25.
Let's say a woman sees 25 again. The same lady, 10 years, she's been seeing the 25th day.
25th day.
Not of the month.
Every 25th day.
You're saying chaydash.
Then she doesn't see. When comes the 50th day, does she have to separate? Meaning, because maybe it's 25.
25.
The 25 she's supposed to see.
That's not how it works.
Exactly.
I think she's almost over. You just asked her
now. Okay, so that's right. But a chaydash, she would have to. Right? Because the chaydash, again, we said, the chaydash works with the moon. This month, just because she didn't see in 1 month with the, when the moon was outside, doesn't mean that she's not going to see the next month.
Yeah, but then well, the 25th is the chaydash also.
Because on
those
calendars,
next
25th. No. You can't have a chaydash and a plugger because the next month goes 29 and 30.
It can
never be the
25th day
of plugger. Actually, last year it could have been. We came out with last year, you could have had a chaydash and a plugger.
25 day of plugger.
You could have had both.
Not if it's a 25-day plugga.
What?
Not a 25-day plugga.
Not a 25-day plugga. It would have been a 30-day.
25.
But he's not dealing with that. Where is it?
She has it on Aleph. Right? The next one's going to be on Chafei.
Right?
The next one's going to be on Chaf. Right? So now Chaydash will never match up with a plugga. 25 days.
The only way, even if it's on the 30th day, it's not going to match up. Except last year a woman could have had it. Because Kislev was only 29.
You could have had all three on one day?
You could have had a double. You could have had a double
on three.
No, you could have had a Kavua and a plugger. You could have had a Kavua, a Chaydash, and a plugger on the same day. If anybody was PA, had a vest, if any woman had a vest, a Chaydash, if any woman after Sukkot last year got a vest Chaydash on those next 3 months, she would have had a vest plugger.
Can you pick which one you want?
You do it. It's a challenge. Everything is a challenge.
I love that. That's
a small scale. It's not easy. It's a month.
I watched the movie on
that's why I asked the question. Remember we were talking about all the wacky justice with the skipping days and that? So he says, so if you have a plug of 20, right? So 20 times 3 is 60. Every other month is 30 days. So he said that every other hafluga can match up to a chaydash.
Right.
And that's possible.
And would that be a good
thing? He didn't say that.
You're skipping.
I think it's discussed. I analyzed it all deeper than he initially discussed. So we're not chaydash for the 50th day. Shehu chafei yom miyom shehu yilir. Because that day that she was going to see. Mishum shel oilam, mayim chafei yom, miyom sherosa. You always count 25 days from the day she saw. But lo miyom sherosa ruyilir is not from the day that she should have seen. Right?
So it will be 50 days from the first one.
If she got her period the 50th day, then it would be considered a flog of 50. Yes. Called that after the vesta flog, but that's not the vesta flog. The vesta chaydish. If she passed Rosh Chodesh and she didn't see, she still has to be concerned with Rosh Chodesh Sheni. Until she passes three Rosh Chodesh and she doesn't see.
Yeah,
right, that's assuming that she had a vest kavua for Rosh Chodesh, obviously.
Yeah, but that's still not enough for the vest. I'm saying she still has a vest kavua.
Yeah, she already did Rosh Chodesh again, so I have to go back, yes.
Right.
Now, by the way, there is a sheet of the Taz holds that you are chaydash for a flogger just like the chaydash. It's a big chaydash.
Why? Because like you skipped one.
He holds that you can, you do have to be concerned
for the
day that you were right.
And since we're not, since the we're not people on the third world, then we keep the Taz.
Huh?
Something like that. Do we hold the Taz?
Which Taz?
This one.
No,
you just said.
No, we don't. But it's interesting to know that the Taz hold that you do have to.
Why is this? Why is this uprooted? Why is that uprooted?
Was it a chaydesh is uprooted.
Because it's not a problem.
All vestas, bein yem echaydish, bein vest aflaga, b'shara vestas, whether it's aflaga or whether it's any other vest. Mainim mitchila sari, you count from the beginning, the first day of the riyah. V'lochein, afim nimshach riyah sakama yom, even if a riyah goes on for a few days, which obviously it does. V'kamakam ein mainim es avest, elam me'ayna she'etzilaba es riyah. She only starts from the day that she started saying. Not from the extended day.
Now there are those that disagree.
There are Shitas Rishonim that hold you have to be Chashish for every day.
Every day.
Yeah, which I think we should all hold that.
Sure.
Say this again?
I just want to see if anybody's sleeping.
Why not? Mm-hmm.
I think we should
5 days in a row every month. No?
I think no.
You know why they hold that?
But that's what we discussed.
Just in case.
didn't we talk about that?
You hold like that.
Didn't we talk about that in the past that there are shittas that hold the woman has to separate every day. She doesn't.
So she has to. If you remember why it is.
That's right. No.
How do you know?
Didn't we have a shittah?
Remember we had that really is only four reds and one black of dam.
Yeah.
And theoretically, a woman could have had a period, full-blown period, and she's not a needle because it wasn't the right color dam. But we lost the masara for that. So what happens?
The black is a period.
On the first day's dam was not the dam that was tamed, but the second day's was. First 2 days were not, but the third day's was. Well, not the first day, the first three, but the fourth day was.
Oh,
so man, because we're recouping about it, so therefore you have to be chashish for each one.
So it wouldn't be all fight all the time that she bleeds.
Anytime she bleeds, you have to.
She's done.
You would have like a full
time. That's always the rule.
You would have a full time job.
What?
You would have a full time job or a bottom of the
job. That's why they forgot it.
I don't remember anymore.
Oh, yeah, what were we doing that day? What was that paper?
Now, also, anybody Chabad? Anybody Chabad?
No.
You were.
Then you went the day that you ended.
Shulchan Aruch Harav holds that you go with Hafloga
from the
last day.
The Kula or a Chola?
It's neither here nor there.
It's only on Hafloga.
You were to say all day.
You don't count the Hafloga from the day she saw. You count the Hafloga from the day she ended, which Alpi Svara makes a lot of sense.
Why is it? Why
not to change my... Why not?
The end date to the beginning date?
Yeah.
Oh,
how many days? There's no doubt.
That's the way. If you go to Tikva calendar.com or something?
Yeah.
From what somebody told me, they calculate that way. You've got to be very careful.
No, but there's no. Or you could pay to buy the
calendar.
Find Tikva calendar.com. Mikvahcalendar.com is only coming.
I heard that Mikvahcalendar.com does not calculate like this. It calculates.
You know what we should do?